Welcome to TV I Say with Ashley Ray, your go-to podcast for discovering what to watch on TV and getting you closer to the TV shows you love. I'm Ashley Ray, a comedian, writer, and former TV critic, and each week my friends, fellow comedians, actors, writers will drop by to dive into the best TV shows we're all talking about right now. All right, let's get into it.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too.
Aww.
I mean, just look at the little guy.
Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
Sona Movsesian, welcome to TV Club. I am so excited to have you here. Listeners, you know Sona. She's the author of The World's Worst Assistant, co-host of Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, just an amazing, hilarious person. And I am so glad to talk TV with you. How are you doing?
I'm good. That was such a nice introduction. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I am so excited to be on this podcast because I love TV so much.
I want to say you sent one of the longest TV watch lists. So we are going to have to get into it because you have shows on here that I'm like, I didn't think anyone else was watching this. You're watching it. Finally. Finally, yeah. I have someone to discuss this with.
And Ashley, I have two children too. So that, you know, if I didn't have kids, that list would be like four times as long. I mean, they've slowed me down.
Then it would be about like the size of my list where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm also watching Smothered. I'm revisiting season 7 of Botched.
Oh my God. I keep seeing that on Netflix and I was like, God, I got to go back to Botched. That's a good one.
Some of the new seasons are pretty good and they have a lot of like influencers and Instagram people who you recognize on the show now. So it's a little like, oh, look behind the veil, like goodness. But I mean, it's still Botched. It's
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad. I'll definitely revisit it. I miss it.
Yeah. They're putting it on Netflix for a reason because people don't watch things on Discovery Plus. I think so.
Yeah. I didn't even know it was on Discovery Plus.
Oh, yeah. I think it's on that and maybe also Peacock because they have the Bravo shows. I watch it live. I'm right there watching episodes.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. You know what? So I cut the cord years ago. Ooh. And I worked on a basic cable show and I had no means of actually watching it on TV. Like when Conan was on TBS, I was like, I guess I'm just not going to watch. I mean, I watched it when we taped it. So I was like, do I really need to?
Yeah,
watch
do
it
I really home? Need to? I worked on an Adult Swim show, did not have cable, and I started paying for Hulu with live TV just so I could watch the Adult Swim shows live. So, yeah, I think if you work on a show, you should get free access to it. That's something we should fight for in 3 years when it's next contract negotiation.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I 100% agree.
So we're going to get into some TV news first because there's some pretty exciting things popping off in the world of television. Tiffany Pollard. See, here I am messing up last names. Who you know from every reality show, currently on House of Villains, which I have been watching and enjoying. It's a wild ride if you like reality TV villains. She recently blew up online because she just tore apart Omarosa.
Oh.
Who you know from The Apprentice and The White House.
Yes.
She worked at the actual White House and Tiffany, it's like very convoluted how they vote and get people off the show. But Tiffany like just tore Omarosa apart is just like just one of her amazing, amazing monologues. That's like, you are a horrible person. When I say I'm like here for everybody black, I don't mean you, Omarosa. Just an amazing.
Oh, wow.
one of those things that I was like, after Omarosa dies, people will remember this speech from New York. Not,
but didn't Omarosa also have that huge fight on the Surreal Life with Janice Dickinson?
Yes. Yeah.
Right? That was Omarosa.
That
wasn't
was Omarosa. It? Absolutely.
She gets into some good reality TV beef.
Honestly, she's good reality television. I think she knows that. I think she's realized my place is not in politics. It is on VH1 and like Bravo shows. She's great there. I love watching her just argue with other people. Don't need her making political decisions.
I agree. I don't either. And I think that if anybody's going to go toe to toe with her, Tiffany seems like the absolute perfect choice. Oh, to strip her down, because I think she was, I think Janice Dickinson was a little outmatched on the Surreal Life, but
yeah,
I would not want to fuck with Tiffany.
Yeah, because Janice isn't really a reality show girl. Like, she has had reality shows, but she's the star. She's not used to being like on the defense here, like being attacked. You know, she's used to being the judge, the one people listen to. So she had nothing. She had nothing ready for Omarosa. New York, no. Tiffany, she tears her apart in this like beautiful monologue. When that happened, I was like, we are gonna see Tiffany back on our screens. And then it's just announced that she will be hosting Looking for a Third, a gay dating show that out.com just announced.
Oh my god.
I am so excited. I feel like we are finally getting the gay dating show that we deserve.
Looking for a Third. So it's couples looking for a third.
Let me confirm that.
Okay. I mean, what else could it be, right?
Right? Okay. Okay. Yes. It's set in a modern villa. It will feature one gay couple and one lesbian couple, each searching for a third partner to add to their relationship among a group of singles. We have gay. We have polyamory. And we have Tiffany. I think this might be my new favorite reality show.
That is right up my alley. That is right up my alley. I love those twists on some of the dating shows because they've all been done.
They've all been done.
So I always respect a new, fresh look on the dating show.
Yeah. And I feel like we haven't had one that really deals with polyamory this way.
Yeah.
Or open relationships. It's always very like sister wives, brother husbands, like religious, creepy, gross, weird. And this just seems like we might get some genuinely normal queer couples that are just trying to open things up. That's it.
Yeah. There was a show, I think, on Showtime called Polyamory. And I watched it because it was. Was it on Showtime? It was on whatever network Gigolos was on.
I think was Showtime.
I'm pretty sure it was Showtime. And then they had another show called Polyamory. And it was, for me at least, the first glimpse I got into that lifestyle. And I was fascinated by it.
Yes.
I think it's just so fascinating.
I was obsessed with that show. It came out when I was in college and just like discovering polyamory, reading about it, and was like, is this something I want to do? And it was Polyamory Married and Dating. It was such a ridiculous show. I remember there was one husband on the show I hated so much that I was like, I will dedicate my life to destroying this man. He does not deserve polyamory. He was just so horrible. It's like the two women he was with. I feel like his name was Chris or Christian or something. But he was like one of those guys in the show who was like, polyamory is for men because we are just so powerful. We have to date multiple people. So these little ladies in my harem. And I was just like, I remember who you're talking about.
And I love that you became the gatekeeper for polyamorous relationships after watching the show.
I did. I took that on. I was like, you know what? We need to clean this up. We need to get some better PR out here. We need better relationships. Let's find better spokespeople. Look at we got Tahiki Waititi on the team. That's a cool guy.
Oh yes, that is. That's right. I totally forgot that they were doing that.
Yeah, polyamory. Our branding has gotten so much better. I guess there is still. Have you watched Couples Therapy on Showtime?
I have. I've watched a couple episodes of it. I can't say I watched a lot, but I did watch. The episodes that I watched, people are shockingly like insightful about themselves.
Yeah. I was, sometimes you're like, why are you even at a therapist? It seems like you have a great way of processing your own issues and past.
Yeah.
And yes. then you run into like a husband on the show who's just like, well, I don't speak because why would I ever talk? And she's yes. like, what? And he's just like, why? I don't understand why speaking is necessary for a marriage to work. And Dr. Orna is just like, okay, well, it is. So could you yeah. use your words? Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
And couple also therapy. A pretty, pretty evil poly couple in this new season. If you did watch it, they're so interesting because they're like a Mormon couple that like was intense Mormon. And then she decided she wasn't like about the church anymore. It was like when a lot of assaults in the Mormon church were coming out and she knew some of the women involved and she was like, I don't want to be a part of this church anymore.
Yeah.
And she left the church and her husband was still in it and she felt resentment. And so she cheated on him. And then instead of being like, maybe we just should leave each other, they were like, how about we're just in an open marriage now and I get to, and you sleep with people. But then they realize we don't like this. And oh, no, you like the other guy more than me. And she also cheated with his friend. And it's yeah, yeah. Not
we need rules. We need rules.
That's yes. number one in polyamory. You need rules. And other TV news. Finally, all of the Law and Orders have been announced for their season return after the strike. You know, we haven't had any of the good stuff, the good primetime TV this fall. And yeah. now we're gonna have Law and Order, SVU, and Organized Crime all back on January 18th.
We did it.
We did it. This is what we've been waiting for. This is how I know the world is back into order when my mom is no longer calling me going, how come they keep showing reruns of the Conners?
No. Oh, no.
And I'm like, Mom, it's back. Don't worry. It's new. You got Liv. Everyone's back.
Did you ever watch the Chicago series?
No.
Like Chicago Med or Chicago Fire or other Chicago.
Yeah, I think there's Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and Chicago PD.
Chicago PD.
And so I lived in Chicago when they, like, when this group of franchises blew up. I have probably four friends on every single one because they just pull people from the streets of Chicago to be in the background in scenes and stuff.
That's cool.
I should have watched it to support people that I love who are in those shows. But I don't know anyone in Chicago who actually watches them.
Yeah. Right. Isn't it crazy when you hear about these shows that are massive and then you don't meet anybody else who's watching them? Like I'm one of the many people apparently who's watching Suits on Netflix.
Oh, and, yeah, everybody did a Suits
rewatch. And someone's like, everyone's doing it. And no one I know is doing it. So I'm like, who's everyone? Who are these people? And can I talk to them? Like,
right?
Is there a group online? And are there parties I'm not invited to?
Yeah, apparently everybody's talking about it on Twitter and everybody's talking about their Suits rewatch. I feel like I started too late and no one was really talking about it anymore. So now I'm trying to switch very quickly to a Gilmore Girls rewatch so I can still feel relevant. You know, that's a good fall rewatch.
Is it about Gilmore Girls right now?
Oh, yeah. Gilmore Girls
is... Did I miss the memo?
Yeah. Oh, you missed the memo because Thanksgiving week is all about revisiting Gilmore Girls, getting insanely mad at Rory and Lorelai for both being really selfish, actually.
Yeah.
And then you realize that Paris was the true hero of the show.
Yes. Yes. Isn't it funny? I look back on... I did a rewatch of Felicity not too long ago. Ooh. And I remember watching it and being like, "What did I cringe this much when I watched it the first time? I mean, she goes to New York for a boy. Okay, fine. You can hide it. You can hide it under the rug and say that's not it. But when she went and then told him she read his personal statement for his college application and then told him that she moved to New York for him, I was like, why did I think this was fine when I first watched it years ago? Like, this is insane. And then, I'm sorry, I'm going on a Felicity rant now, which is not what I expected because I loved the show. I was Team Noel. After I watched it, I was still Team Noel. But also, spoiler alert, at the end of the series, she goes to med school anyway in California.
Yes.
And I'm like, what was NYU for? I guess it was to find herself.
Herself. Be like, you know, I think we all have that like New York moment where like, could I survive there? Could I do it? I just want to see who I am. I guess. I also was just kind of like, that rewatch, I feel like I waste a lot of time.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic Raised Bed and Garden Soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
TV, I say. Are there like holiday shows you like to revisit?
Holiday shows? No,
or
movies,
shows you
yes.
like to revisit for the holidays?
You know, I don't revisit if like specifically for holidays, you know, but I do think that there's some, I mean, like the two shows I think that everybody just rewatches constantly, which is The Office and Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Those are such crowd pleasers. You can have them on in the background and everyone will be happy.
Everyone's
you know?
Like, happy.
Those are the shows that are everyone's happy. I mean, but when I was growing up, we watched a lot of Cheers. So ooh, yeah. I remember when all the episodes of Cheers were on Hulu. I don't know if they still are.
I don't know. I feel like there's probably some weird thing where they are on like Paramount or something now.
Maybe. I don't know. But they were on there. And then, for the holidays, it's mostly movies for me. I don't really revisit TV shows.
Okay. I do the TV shows. I like
so you
go
do
back.
Gilmore Girls for Thanksgiving.
I like to do The Crown also for Thanksgiving. There's something about The Crown that is so like lush and decadent that yeah. I'm like, all I should be doing is day drinking and watching this show.
Yeah, it's royal succession. It's just like it's eye candy
yeah.
for
right,
all the
yeah.
opulence. Yeah,
exactly. Have you been watching the latest season of The Crown? It's the part one of the last season.
I haven't started yet. I finished last season all, like when it first came out, and then I haven't started this one. It's
yeah.
a project, and I binge it with my husband, so I have to just wait for
the schedules to line
yeah.
up. Yeah. I rewatched the last season to remember what happened, because even though these are historical things I should remember, I don't.
Right.
So I rewatched, got into this new season, and there's ghosts. I don't know what has the show that I used to watch because it was so realistic and a beautiful depiction of like what is behind the curtain of the royal family now has ghosts.
Ghosts.
So,
ghosts.
Ghosts. Yeah. There's
okay.
there's a ghost Diana. It's it. I'm watching it and I think it's one of those things where I'm like, I'm going to drink while I watch this. I won't remember a single thing. A week
yeah.
from now, people will be like, what do you remember? And I'm going to go, I don't remember anything.
I think the last season, it got a little goofy at some parts, too.
Yeah.
And I love that show. I do. I'm going to love it no matter what. I mean, people said that about Mrs. Maisel, about how the last
yeah.
few seasons were getting a little too, like, goofy, I guess. But I still loved it. I watched it till the bitter end. I just loved it.
I loved Marvelous. I watched the beginning, and then, of course, doing stand-up comedy, everybody was like, oh, you watched Marvelous Miss Maisel, and I couldn't stand it, so I had to stop watching just because everybody
funny.
Was like, isn't it just like that? And I was like, no, doing stand-up comedy today is not like this woman in the, I don't know, 40s or whatever.
I don't know either. I know. It's long, long time ago.
It's a long time ago.
Know?
But
yeah.
no, the industry has changed. Not much, but a little bit.
You mean people don't arrest you if you're a little vulgar on stage?
Yeah, you know. No, you're allowed to swear on stage now.
What? Oh, my God.
Women can even wear pants on stage sometimes at some venues.
My
so
God.
It's pretty wild. But I did jump back in for the last season, and because I was like, oh, it's ending. I should just like see where these characters end up. And I thought it was sweet. I mean, I didn't understand a lot because I just jumped back in, but I thought it was good.
It was really sweet. I do love their friendship. I mean, I think that at the end, it was all about their friendship, which is really sweet. But then, I mean, I guess it's okay to do spoiler alerts on this show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like people, okay, so like, her husband's in jail. Joel's in jail.
Yeah.
And at the end of the show, I mean, is he just in jail forever?
That was the vibe I got.
Is right?
It was just a very like...
I'm like, I want to celebrate this friendship between these women, but Joel is rotting in prison. What are we doing?
Are we filing an appeal? Are we doing anything about this?
We have money. Let's get the best lawyers on this. Come on.
And it did seem very like, no, you just... That's okay. He's there. And
he's gone.
He's good.
Yeah. She's in her palatial penthouse and he's in prison.
In prison. And sometimes that is a happy ending. Yeah. Sometimes a happy ending is the man is in prison and you as a woman get to be free. That's feminism.
That's true. That works. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That makes me feel better about the ending.
You did mention Friends. That is a good one that I do put on during the holidays because, you know, you can just put it on, drink, fall asleep and whatever. With the passing of Matthew Perry, do you feel that it's a controversial choice to put on this holiday season?
It does kind of. I haven't watched it since he passed, but it is. There is a sadness now, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the hard thing. It was like you're going to see your six friends and now you're like one of you isn't there anymore.
Isn't there. I did. I watched the reunion that they did after he died because I hadn't watched the reunion before that because I didn't really care that much. Watched it after he died and I did sob. I cried. I was like, this isn't going to get me. I wasn't even that big of a Friends fan. Like, my sister was obsessed, so I watched it. And then they show the clip where Rachel comes back and is like, I got off the plane. And I just started sobbing. I was like, yeah, these were the Friends. They're going to miss
you
him
remember
so much.
Where you were when you watched it. You know, it's like,
yeah
I still remember. I mean, I can't even remember what year it was, but I still remember when Ross and Rachel had their first kiss and how exhilarating that was, you know? And I think that especially, you know, I'm a lot older than you. I'm 41. And I think that I was kind of coming up in an era where like it was all Friends all the time. And it was, you know, like everybody, people were wearing the Rachel haircut. And I remember they were on the cover of every magazine. Like they were just dominating everything. And so just to like in my lifetime, knowing that show was so big. And then one of the people on that cast who isn't even an old person is no longer around. It's, I don't know. You almost have like an existential moment where you're like, oh God, what is life? What are we doing here?
For me, it's just very like, wait, the people I love from shows can die. Wait, no, that's what only happened when they're like 98 and like so old. What are you talking about?
I know. It is amazing. Like, I never met him. You know, I don't know him personally. I'm really
never
sad that he's. Yeah.
I always thought Matthew Perry would have a comeback. I always was like, he is prime for it. He's going to find the right, like, surly, sarcastic old dude role, and he's going to come back to sitcoms. We were close with Go On, which I did watch.
You did?
Oh, I absolutely watched Go On. I loved it. It was absolutely sad. It was canceled after, like, a mid-season.
It was, like... On for a second.
It was a second. It was 1 second. In fact, do you remember when The Office tried to do a spinoff of The Farm with Dwight?
Yes.
Yeah, and they had an entire episode that was about Dwight and his family on the farm. And people who watch The Office typically call this the worst episode of The Office ever made because it's not an episode of The Office. It's a backdoor pilot for another show that people hated so much, NBC was like, you know what? We're not going to make this other show. We're not making The Farm. Critics hated it. Horrible reviews. But it was still the most watched episode of television on that night for people like 18 to 34.
Oh, my God. Of course it was.
And this is late in The Office's run, but it was the most watched episode. And I had to look. I was like, what else was on that night that everyone would have, like, still watch this? And that episode went up against Go On.
Oh. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, no one was watching that. Okay, I understand now why everyone was watching.
Well, that's an Office versus Friends showdown.
It is, but, yeah.
But Friends ended so much earlier.
Yeah.
That, like, and it wasn't a spinoff. I mean, do you remember Joey?
Oh, I remember Joey. I tried to watch Joey.
I know,
I remember
me too.
Actively, because I thought he was so cute. I mean, come
yes.
on. I tried. Not as successful as like Frasier from Cheers, but.
No. Yeah. And I think that there was, what was like, there was Joey from Friends. And then remember when Friends went off the air, they put another show on. I think it was called Coupling. And it was based on a British show.
Yes, based on a British show. Yeah.
And they were like, okay, so we're losing six friends, but let's just make another show about six friends.
And
yeah.
I watched
one of them will be gay, and that's the change
and that's
that
the
we're
twist.
Making.
Now
yeah.
there's gays in the friend group.
Yeah.
I did watch I watched the original British Coupling fully on illegal streaming sites. I do not know why. I think I was just very like, I'm so indie. I want to watch like the original Coupling.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it did not work here in America. The show did not last very long.
Oh my God. You know, speaking of British shows, I remember, have you ever heard of that show Misfits?
Absolutely. And I, in fact, just discovered there's a Misfits channel on Prime Video that is just always playing Misfits.
Get out.
It's always playing Misfits. Every episode, just on a loop. And so like a few days ago, I just put it on while I was doing work and was just like, oh, there we go. That's when he realizes he's the guy in the mask. Like, I was obsessed with Misfits. I'm shocked they haven't done an American version.
I'm glad they haven't.
Oh, absolutely.
They wouldn't be able to, it wouldn't be the same. I mean, Misfits was probably one of those shows where I was like, you know what? This looks interesting. I watched it purely off of just like the key art. Like I don't even know anybody else who saw it. And
yeah.
I felt like I had discovered something so special. Cause I like found it myself and I didn't go off someone's recommendation. I didn't go off of something I read. I just found it and I was like, I want to watch this. And I ended up loving it.
Same. I think I found it. Someone posted a picture in a live journal group and I was like, this just looks a little interesting. I'm going to try to find this show. And I was obsessed. Obviously, I thought Nathan was the hottest like person in the world. Was destroyed when he left the show, but Rudy was okay.
Who was that? It was something Sheehan.
Robert Sheehan.
Robert Sheehan. Oh.
Yeah, is now in Umbrella Academy playing the exact same character. He is the same character, just like a magic dude who can't die and does drugs.
Yes, he is. He is the same, but he plays that character so well. I don't mind it.
Yeah, typecast him for life. It's all we need because he's so good at it. He's so good.
I love him.
I love him. So let's talk about our current modern day watch list.
Okay.
Although I love all these classics we've discussed. If you're looking for something to watch this holiday season while you're not working, need something to distract your parents from asking what you're doing with your life, put on Misfits. Just go put on, you know, Felicity and argue about that instead of,
yeah,
that's how I do it. So first show on my watch list that I need to get into and discuss, and I'm not sure if you've watched this, but The Curse on Showtime, starring Nathan Fielder, Ben Safdie, and I think it's that Safdie brother.
Oh, and Emma Stone?
And Emma Stone, yes.
Oh, I've heard about this. Is it good?
It is incredible. We are three episodes in now, and it is so, so good. It's about this couple that is cursed to gentrify a neighborhood. It's like a parody of, you know, those HGTV renovation shows where the couple is like, we're going to flip this house. But it's them doing this entire neighborhood pretty quickly in order to just shoot B-roll footage. They tell Nathan Fielder's character, to buy soda from this little neighborhood girl who's like selling sodas for a dollar. And they're like, just, you know, we're recording B-roll. Just like go pretend to buy it and like give her some cash and, you know, so we can get it. And he gives her a $100 bill because it's all he has. And then he goes back up after they're filming and is like, I didn't actually mean to give you the $100. Like, could I get it back? And I'll go get change. And I'll just give you $20. But and she's, of course, like, no. But he takes the $100 from her. And that's when she's like, you are cursed, and puts the curse in motion.
Oh, I love that.
I love
anything with Nathan Fielder.
Oh, yeah. Anything with Nathan Fielder, I am watching. I'm obsessed with him. I consider him my husband in a lot of ways.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have been obsessed with Nathan for a long time. So I am happy to see that with the rehearsal and now the curse, people are seeing sort of more of his genius beyond the Comedy Central show and the bits. And
yeah, I mean, Nathan for you was a stroke of genius.
I mean, he's
such
genius.
A brilliant show. Yeah, he is. He really is. Like, his brain works in a very
specific way that I just like, you get it. But I'm just like, how did you get there? And I feel like the curse is so good at finding that same dynamic of this couple that really wants to do good and be seen as good. And then on top of it, you just have Nathan playing maybe one of the meanest characters we've ever seen him play. Like,
oh,
he legit yells at someone and is like very forceful, and it's kind of very sexy. And you're like, this is hot. And then they reveal that a big factor of his character is that he has a micro penis.
Oh, I love that.
Which his wife openly jokes about with her family. So everybody is aware of his micro penis situation. And do you get
to
see it?
And then on top of that, he's cursed?
And on top of that, he's cursed.
So he's double cursed.
You do get to see the micro penis.
I love a good penis shot.
I love a good penis shot, and this one has a lot. I will say the internet is furious. There are people who just simply don't want to believe that that's Nathan Fielder's penis. So the sleuths are out trying to figure out, is that real? Is it a prosthetic? What is going on? I don't think it's real. I think it's a prosthetic for the joke.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't know. He seems like he has big dick energy to me.
Exactly.
Because I think a lot of his humor comes from a place of like, I don't give a fuck. And I think that, I don't know.
Well, also, his wife's father has a micro penis. So they bond over this. They both have the micro penis. So, you know,
we all end up marrying our dads, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So I personally think it's fake. But, you know, we're going to do a deep dive episode. I think we're going to have to get to the bottom of, is this a prosthetic or is it really Nathan's penis?
I think it's an important discussion.
It
we
really
need to have
is.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. But The Curse on Showtime, it is just doing so, so good. It's so funny. Critics are giving it like 99%, by the way. If you look at the Rotten Tomatoes score, audiences are giving it a 22%, with most saying, I don't understand what's happening in this show.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yes. People are like, I don't understand. Is this really like Nathan and Emma, or are they acting as characters, but it's like a documentary? So is this real? And I just think as a country, we're having a hard time with people understanding satire right now.
Oh, my God. Well, also, a lot of people are just kind of like, I don't know. If it's not spelled out for them, it's like, what is this? I don't get it.
There's like, what?
I have to watch it. I don't have Showtime, so I don't watch. I've wanted to watch Yellow Jackets, which I think is like available now somewhere. But
and
that's
so,
one of the shows
so
that I missed out on. I know.
I had to renew my Showtime for The Curse, because as soon as Yellow Jackets ended, I was like, I'm not paying for Showtime anymore. I don't need this.
Yeah. So, isn't that annoying? It's like sometimes I keep streaming services for just one show that I am looking forward
just
to.
Just one. I am keeping Paramount Plus right now because for some reason I can't stop watching the Frasier reboot. So,
you might be the only one.
I am. I am in this week's episode. Lilith comes back. So
shut up.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
We finally got to see Lilith, and honestly, it was just as delightful as you would want it to be. It was pretty nice, you know, seeing the two back and forth with the banter, the insults. It was pretty good.
Oh, I love that.
You know, but I'm watching it, and I'm paying the $11.99 a month for the Paramount Plus and Showtime combo. Yeah. So, you know, if but it I, makes I you pray happy. For the day I'll be free of it and I can just cancel it as soon as Frasier and the curse are over.
You pray for the day.
So what's on your watch list? You sent over such a good watch list of everything you're watching this year. I don't. Do you want to just pick something? You want me to pick something? Like,
You know what? Okay, so right now, currently, I am watching just The Great British Baking Show. That's the only thing on my list, and it's all I've got. But in terms of this whole year, there was a time when I finished watching Daisy Jones and the Six, which
absolutely
is
obsessed with it.
I loved it so much.
I
was so excited because that was another show where I just saw. I mean, we have Amazon Prime and we watch Prime TV for Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood again for my kids. And I we were watching it and I just saw Daisy Jones and the Six artwork. And I just was like, that looks like it would be cool, you know? And I kept seeing it advertised on Amazon Prime. So that was another show where I went into it completely blind, didn't know anything about it, didn't know who was in it, didn't know what it was about. And I was so happy. It really got me from the beginning.
Yes.
And then
did
I
you listen to
that.
The album? I have to
yes,
ask.
Yes. Oh, I did.
It is going to be my number one listen on Spotify. I already know at the end of the year, Spotify is going to be you nerd. Your number one band is a fake band. But look, they are nominated for a Grammy.
They are?
Oh, yeah. Daisy Jones and the Six. Aurora got nominated for best album from a visual project.
Shut up. I have no idea.
Daisy Jones and the Six could win a Grammy, which would put them at half the number of Grammys that Fleetwood Mac has.
No. Yeah. Fleetwood Mac only has two Grammys?
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac only has two Grammys. And
you
Daisy Jones
it.
And the Six, if they get this one, they're half as good as Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, my God. The poetry in that, too, because this is the entire book based
on
Fleetwood Mac?
On Fleetwood Mac, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Which I had no – I have a friend, actually, who read the book and was obsessed with the book. And I was just like, oh, I had no idea this was a book. I just am treating it like it's a real band. And this
Me
is
too.
History.
Yes. Yeah. I'm watching a documentary.
Yes.
And, you know, that's what it is. Like, if Riley Keough – that's how you pronounce her last name. Riley Keough and Sam Claflin don't – accept the Grammy in character, I'm going to be very,
I will be upset.
Very upset.
I will be upset.
Because in my head, they're together and they're happy and they're making so much good music.
So much good music on the reunion tour. And I hope we get a season two, even though I guess that's not in the book or whatever. But they set it up. I mean, let's see them go on the reunion tour. Let's see the band get back together.
It's what everyone wants. It's what we all want. I mean, I was so I get it. I get why he chose the other girl, I forgot her name, but
Camille or whatever.
Camille,
fine.
Yes. Okay. But I was so just excited that they had a second chance to be together at the end, but I wanted more of it. I just wanted to see it.
It's like that door opens and you're like, and there needs to be a whole new episode. And nope, that's the end. That's the end.
Yes. Yeah. So then I finished watching Daisy Jones and the Six, and then I started watching Beef.
Yes.
Again, went into it blind, didn't know anything, and I was so floored by that show. It was so fucking good.
I loved Beef. I finished it in a day because it just pulled me in so deeply, and the performances are incredible.
Oh my God.
I do feel a little bad for the cast, only a little, because the show didn't get as much attention as I think they thought because it was all released at once. So people weren't kind of doing the weekly conversation. Then it came out that the guy who plays the seedy cousin who's doing all the illegal stuff had said some really horrible comments in the past and admitted to horrible behaviors. And then they had to really just focus on that instead of talking about how good the show is and what it meant.
Know.
So it all was a mess. And now I feel like people don't even remember it was such a good show this year.
I know. That's the thing that bugs. And I don't know if they're going to come out with a second season of that. I think they set that up for a second season too.
Yeah.
I hope they do. I mean, Steven Yeun and Ali Wong just
Match made
blew
in heaven.
Me away.
Blew me away. I was just Oh, my. The final episode with them just tripping in the woods. I was I didn't know TV could be like this.
Me neither. neither. Me neither. Or even like the episode at the house, the second to the last episode where they're at the house and shit just goes crazy. I was like, what the fuck? What is happening?
Yeah.
Oh my God, all of this from Road Rage. This is amazing.
so good.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah. I might have to revisit that one because I just watched it so fast that I'm like, I need to sit and really take it in again because it was just, I mean, also just one of the hottest casts on TV. Everybody was hot.
Oh my God. It was so good looking. It was such a good looking cast. So yeah, I watched those back to back. And then I think at that point, I think the new episode of The Bear came out too.
Ooh.
So I remember I'm pretty sure those were the three things I watched pretty back to back to back. And all three of them
those
were just so good that I remember I was like, I don't know if anything excites me as much as watching really good, well-made television.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Absolutely. I mean, it does here in TV Club. That's what we live for.
it's like a feeling of euphoria. So I remember my mood was just like better after having watched all those things. And people were like, what have you been up to? I'm like, I've been watching TV and it's good stuff. And I am so happy. I'm just so happy that the world exists. I'm glad that these people exist. I'm glad that like people make things. Like I remember I was having such a moment when I watched all those things.
Yes, it truly is one of those things that makes you go like, I have faith in creativity and people in the world. Wow.
Yes.
Like we're all just here to inspire each other.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Yeah, those are, I think, the shows of the year that really made me feel that way. Obviously, we also had the Barry finale.
Yes.
Loved the final season of Barry. It got totally overshadowed by Succession, every other show.
Yes.
But it was so good.
I love it. I love when I'm like, oh, this is going to happen. And then it goes in a completely different direction. And you're like, Bill Hader doesn't give a fuck what I think.
Yeah, does not care. You're just like,
he's throwing the rule book out the window.
Out the window. You're like, oh, we're going to have a time jump, but it's going to do this. And maybe we'll look back and see blah. And it's like, no, we're just going to have a time and we're moving forward. And
yes.
And now there's a kid and we're doing this. And it's so, so just, I hope that final season people return to it.
Yeah.
Just because there was so much TV happening that people, I don't even think really noticed. That it ended.
I think you're right, though. I mean, it was right in the same block as Succession. So everybody was talking about Succession. Rightfully so. I mean, Succession was fucking mind-boggling. But it was still like, Barry was just this, like, perfect little chestnut, you know? Like, people were sleeping on it. And I remember the last episode, I was like, it can't end like this.
Right?
Can it end like this?
And then it did. And you're just,
oh my God.
It was
You're
so
like,
good.
What did we do to Gene Cousineau? What did we do to this guy? He didn't deserve this.
He did not deserve any of it. He is just really the most helpless victim in the whole show. He just decided to teach a guy at an acting class and it ruined his whole life.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that broke my heart. That broke. But it was also just perfectly funny, too, because there was this like movie and like, the wrong person is the hero and the wrong person is the villain. And you're like, this is cemented in
In history. And his own kid is like, yep, that's my dad, the hero. Yeah, and it's like, okay, well, that's probably better than what would have happened if you'd stayed alive. So,
yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. I mean, I think at the end it was about that kid. And so I don't know, but
it was incredible.
Oh, Barry was so good.
We did have a request to go over some of the animation domination shows in the watch list, because people wanted to know if I'm watching Crapopolis on Fox.
I don't know Crapopolis.
If you don't, most people, I don't think they do. Surprisingly, Fox has already renewed this season for the next 3 seasons.
Three.
It got a 3-season renewal. It is Dan Harmon's new show. It comes on after Bob's Burgers, The Simpsons. It's, you know, trying to, I think, fill in for Housebroken, which I don't think will be coming back, and is an animated show that only I watched yet again.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, and we're still waiting for, I think, The Great North to come back from its hiatus. So we have Crapopolis. It is about, gosh, I don't even, it's kind of just like The Simpsons, but set in ancient Greece. It's just a silly, wacky family of like gods and demigods and people like trying to start the start of civilization. I only think I'm enjoying it because I took ancient Greek and Latin in middle school like a nerd.
Oh, okay.
So for me, I'm watching and I'm like, haha, this is so funny. Haha, goodness. I understand that reference. Oh, goodness. They're talking about Hephaestus. Ever heard of him?
And oh my God.
I don't know that the general public is enjoying it in any way.
So it's on the same, around the same block as The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's The Simpsons, Bob's Burgers, Crapopolis.
Oh, animation down. Yeah, the animation
nomination. And Bob's Burgers killing it this new season. I saw that you do have Rick and Morty on your watch list. Are you watching the current season?
I haven't watched the current season. I watched up until this season. And I love Rick and Morty so much.
Me too.
And that's all I have to say about it. I mean, it's just like, I feel like I don't hear about it as much as I used to. Yeah. I don't know if people got like Rick and Morty fatigue, or maybe if they don't think the seasons are as strong as they used to be. But I still laugh a lot. I love it. I mean, they just established so much in the dynamics of the characters that I love. Like, what's the dad's name? Chris Parnell's character. Jerry. He's just the fucking funniest part of that show for me.
Jerry the last season was one of my favorite arcs, of just them having the future Jerry who gets like strong and smart and evil. It's so good. I have a Rick and Morty tattoo, so I'm right there with you in terms of loving Rick and Morty.
I mean, talk about like renewing a show for many seasons. Maybe it's an animation thing. Maybe
I think
like-
so, because like, you know, you need more time to draw or whatever. So I think but I mean, Rick and Morty got like a 10 season advance renewal, which is unheard of.
Yeah, it is. I've never heard of that before in TV ever. Like, even at the height, The Simpsons didn't get that, you know?
And the Adult Swim was like, this is really the only show we have left. We got to keep it for 10 years. This new season, it has new voice actors behind Rick and Morty. Justin Roiland was rightfully taken off the show. They have new voice actors. I will say the voice actor for new Rick nails it. There's only a few moments where I'm like, oh, that's different. But mostly he nails it, is doing a great job. The new voice actor for Morty, he is trying so hard, and it's tough to step into someone else's shoes. And I think for most people, they're not going to notice the difference. But I think for some people, you just hear the pitch is off. It's just a little higher than it should be. And it just takes me out of it a little bit. But the new episodes have been so funny. It's such a return to form to like the original seasons of just really focusing on, you know, different adventures that are just a little more episodic and fun, and just really hammering in on some good bits. I think this is the best season of Rick and Morty in like the last 2 to 3 seasons. It's back.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. I'm really excited to see it. I did hear about the new voice actors. I am surprised new Rick is good.
Yeah.
Because that is such a hard
voice to do. Yeah. And so much of it is just like improvised noises and sounds. And yeah. this guy, he really gets it, which I, you know, some of the writers were like, how can you be shocked? Like, these are two of the most most famous voice like characters. And of course, there's a million nerds on Reddit who have been doing Rick voices for years. It wasn't yeah. hard to find someone. But this guy, I think he really finds the rhythm where it's like it almost sounds like the original guy. And it, you can tell he's really studied it. Whereas the new Morty is, I think, trying to find his own thing, trying to do his own thing, which, you know, fair enough.
Okay. I'm excited to see it. I love that show so much. Yeah. I mean, then that's another show that just like makes me feel good. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, just knowing it's there makes me feel good.
Just makes me feel good. And sometimes I like to let the episodes stack up a bit, you know, have like 3-4 to watch. They are so short. So if you're thinking about diving into the new season, do it. It's really good. So that's my animation domination. I'm watching Crapopolis, Bob's Burgers, and Rick and Morty every Sunday night, along with Sister Wives and Evil Lives Here, The Killer Speaks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? What is that?
Ooh, Evil Lives Here. So Evil Lives Here originally was a show where they interviewed people who lived with murderers, serial killers, and often had no idea they were doing all this violent stuff.
Oh, shit.
And so, yeah. So it's like they married some guy and they're like, he was violent with me and abusive. And I guess there were signs that he was doing some more evil stuff, but I didn't really know. And then one day he got arrested for murdering 80 women. And I was like, what? And so that version of the show, pretty interesting. Good stuff. They've now done a new version called Evil Lives Here, The Killer Speaks, where instead of interviewing the people who live with the killer, they go to prison and they talk to the killer. We've done that. And on top of it, guess what? The killers all lie. They all lie.
Yeah.
Like they talk to the cops, they interview the victims and they're like, yes, he set the house on fire. He did this. And then they interview the killer and the killer's like, actually, I saved that little girl from the burning house and I caught on fire and I don't even know what started the fire. And it's like, well, you were covered in gasoline and holding a gas tank and you did it.
Yes. And, you know, the blood was all over your hands.
All over your hands. And they're just like, that's inconclusive. I can't really say. So
and people saw you murder and they actually witnessed you do it.
Everyone saw the murder and they're just like, no, who could say?
I mean, murderers are just so dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a profound statement I just made.
I think it is. Murderers are just so dumb.
So controversial. It really is a very controversial statement I just made. But I think that even like I am so much more fascinated with people who are like living with people who do these things, and you know that they have an idea that something's off.
Yeah.
But in their head, I feel like they justify a lot of the weird things that happen.
Yeah.
Just because they want to continue on with their lives. But I don't know. I'm hard pressed to think that when they hear, oh, he murdered like, you know, 30 women, that they're like, I never saw that coming. Or if they're like, oh, that, well,
sometimes
that
they're
explains
like,
a lot.
Yeah, sometimes they're like, that does explain a lot. He would come home super late all the time and just go straight to the bathroom. And sometimes I noticed there was blood, but he would just tell me, I cut myself, shut up. Evil Lives Here used to be a holiday watch for me because there's like 10 seasons of it. So I would just like, you put it on. But now it's annoying because who wants to hear the killer speak? Killers are dumb.
I don't. Killers are dumb. I'm saying
killers
it.
Killers are dumb.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. If there's one thing you walk away with today, killers are dumb. Just stupid. Thank you so much for joining us today. That's the watch list. Like, is there anything else you want to make sure the people watch?
Oh, guys, there's so much good stuff out there. There really is. I mean, you know, I'm trying to think of a show that not many people watch that I was really excited about. Well, I guess if anything, maybe, you know, Daisy Jones needs a second chance.
Daisy Jones does need more love. Go watch Daisy Jones and then go listen to Aurora because we're trying to win my band a Grammy. We are trying to win them a Grammy. So please go listen to Aurora.
Oh, I don't want people to sleep on Swarm. Oh. That show really fucking, it was awesome. I loved it.
Yes.
It's so dark. It's so insane. It's crazy. But is it Dominique Fischel?
Dominique Fischbach?
Fishback. Dominique Fishback, I think that's it, is so fucking good in that show that I remember watching her just being like,
yeah,
she was so good. And then the last season of Atlanta just really was awesome too. And I feel like people were talking about it a lot and then people stopped talking about it. But
yeah,
the last season was really good. The
last season of Atlanta is incredible and deserves more attention. And I think they lost momentum because they did the Europe season.
Yeah.
And then the last one. And I think people kind of watched the Europe season and were like, what is happening with this show anymore? I don't get it. And they kind of walked away. And then it's like, no, you have to watch the last season. It brings it all back together.
Yeah, it is. It's really great. I liked the Europe season. I mean, that episode where he gets high on whatever he gets high on, it was so bizarre. It's so weird. So bizarre.
And then you're just like, Liam Neeson is here. Yeah, it was so incredible. Again, that's another one I think kind of got lost in the shuffle of the strikes, everything that came out this year, and people didn't give it the shot it deserved. So that's a good one to revisit for the holidays. I'm gonna give you some homework, listeners, real quick. For All Mankind is still chugging away on Apple TV. I'm watching it, and you should watch it with me so we can talk about who we think's gonna die. And it's definitely going to be that guy who's like, I'm here on Mars just to be a nice coal miner and to fix things. I'm sure they're not introducing him for a depressing death, but going to start Monarch also on Apple TV, which people have been asking me to watch. And I guess it's about King Kong or something. It's about Godzilla. Not King Kong.
Okay.
It's about Godzilla, and I guess it's a world where, like, Godzillas and dinosaurs just exist, and humans have, like, gotten used to it. I don't know. I'll be figuring that one out with you guys. So, and then obviously keep watching The Curse, which will have new episodes out every week on Showtime, which, hey, pay for it or don't, illegally stream it. That works, you know, whatever you want to do. Sister Wives is still going if you want to watch Sister Wives with me. Obviously, you know, you still have all your 90 Day Fiancé shows to watch. 90 Day Fiancé, 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way, and The Family Chantal. So if you're doing all those, we're talking about them on the Patreon. I know everyone doesn't love the 90 Day Fiancé universe, but we are still covering it. And it's getting kind of wild in 90 Day Season 10 because none of these couples like each other. So
that's fun.
Yeah. Love a good season where every couple should just stay away from each other forever. So
yeah,
we're enjoying that. If you have any bets on couples you think will stay together, I'd love to hear it because I think every single one of these couples is going to fail. So tweet at me and let me know if you believe any of them are truly in love. That is your homework. That's what you should watch. You're going to want to watch the Golden Bachelor finale. He did his fantasy suite vacation trips. Now we're getting to the last episode. We are going to be doing an in-depth on the Golden Bachelor finale with Lacey Mosley. So make sure you watch it because you don't want that spoiled. You want to know who the old guy picks to fall in love. Come on.
Old guy.
I can never remember the names of any person on The Golden Bachelor. His name is Gary or Jerry, and all that matters is that he sounds like Kermit the Frog, and this week he finally got laid.
All right, Gary Jerry.
Good job, Gary Jerry. So there you go. That is so much TV to watch. You got your homework. We've given you so many holiday TV tips. You got, like, beautiful shows from the year to watch. Anything else? Where can the people follow you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess on Instagram. That's the only one I really check anymore. On Instagram, I'm S-O-N-A, Sona Mauve, M-O-V. You don't have to try to spell my last name. So I'm there and you could listen to the podcast Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. I'm on that every Monday and Thursday.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This has been so much fun. Listeners, you know, make sure you're caught up on everything we talked about. And, you know, we also have merch, and go to podswag.com and go check out the Patreon and newsletter. Follow me on Twitter. Tell me what you're watching this holiday season because I'll be off work and I'm going to be just getting drunk watching The Crown. So tell me to watch some other things if you want. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back next week with another episode.
TV I Say with Ashley Ray. Another episode. Another episode.
episode.
TV I Say with Ashley Ray is an Earwolf production made by me, Ashley Ray Harris. It's engineered by Abby Aguilar, produced by Anita Flores, executive produced by Amelia Chapelo, and our original theme song is by Rafia. It means so much to me if you go rate, review, subscribe, follow TV I Say. Let us know what you think and tell your friends. Share with your golden girls. Tell your boys. If you love my TV recommendations, let everyone you know know. For special TV Club members, join my Patreon.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.